You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of the EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Janine Iannarelli, the CEO of Par Avion, an international business aircraft firm which sells used private jets and business aircraft. Sounds like a fun industry to be involved with. And Janine, we welcome you to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners this afternoon.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. Thanks for your time today as well. So for starters, how did you get involved in the private business aviation field?
Well, that's a long story, so I'll give you the thumbnail sketch of it. I happened to be in the right place at the right time and come to discover I had the right skill set that the industry needed. I was still at university completing my last semester, and I took it upon myself to go get some real-world experience. So as to beef up my resume, if you will, I had plans to go into account work in the advertising industry in New York City, and all I kept being told is you just got to keep reinforcing what you can bring to the table. Well, long story short, found this opportunity. The opportunity grew into something bigger, and the powers that be at that company I went to work for convinced me to stay.
And I'm sure there's so many interesting things that you could tag on to that, but do this for me. Explain exactly what it is that you do.
Well, Par Avion is an aircraft brokerage and consulting firm, and what we do is assist both individuals and public and private corporations in either the purchase or sale of business aircraft. And that lends itself to not just the pre-owned marketplace, but as well to new aircraft. We do quite a bit of consulting, most of it behind the scenes in terms of contract review and options for airplanes that are going to be purchased by my clientele.
And why should today's businesses own a business jet, and how can small businesses plan ahead for this eventual purchase?
Well, an aircraft is a time machine. It is something that is available in the here and now to help transport people at speeds that are otherwise unavailable. And the speed is not just in the speed of the aircraft. It's the ability to access this form of transportation, both to and from their destinations. There's nothing quite like it, and it runs on your schedule, not that of a scheduled airline or any other planned service. And that is the big benefit to business aviation, is the mobility and the flexibility to that mode of transportation. As far as how to go about acquiring an aircraft, well, the first step is to find a qualified advisor, someone who could help you navigate what is an industry that kind of operates a little bit below the radar scope, because you talk to the average person, they didn't even know that sort of business exists. So how does one go about finding an airplane? Well, there are some publications and there are some online venues for which you could shop for an airplane, but they do not tell the entire picture. And so, like any astute business person, always wanting to know what they should pay for an aircraft requires a very comprehensive knowledge of the particular make and model and the specific marketplace in which they're shopping.
Today we are joined by Janine Iannarelli, the CEO of Par Avion, an international business aircraft firm which sells used private jets and business aircraft, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Janine, how do you reach your potential buyers? I'm sure that those in sales would be curious of how you're doing that.
Well, we use a multitude of platforms in which to source prospective buyers for our aircraft. You know, you have to understand that 32 years in the business, I have an established network of existing clientele who send quite a bit of business to me. So the bulk of my business at this stage of my career is referral. But of course, there are people up and coming in the industry, and they have to build their own portfolio of clientele. We, as I said, use a multitude of platforms, but social media is one of them. I find it an interesting part of the marketing mix, though not necessarily the part that we rely on specifically, just by virtue, or I should say nature of the business and the way the transactions are conducted. We also subscribe to a number of secondary information sources. Primarily, they are databases of existing aircraft owners. And then we revert to primary research, and that is done by reaching out directly to these aircraft owner and operators and querying them about their plans for continued operation of the current jet or if there are plans to change, and of course making them aware of the inventory that we have available. The other prong to that marketing effort that we undertake is advertising. You know, tried and true print as well as digital advertising, not just of the products that we offer for sale, but the services that we offer. And then the rest is networking. As aircraft salespeople, we're constantly out there in the industry, on the floor, if you will, at the shops that are maintaining these aircraft, refurbishing these aircraft. We attend networking events and industry-specific events that, you know, basically are a cornucopia of prospective buyers for your aircraft.
Certainly interesting. And what are the next steps in the growth of Par Avion?
Expansion in the sense that we're probably going to look to add a couple bona fide salespeople to the team. And as a rule of thumb, most aircraft sales companies are small in nature. I mean, I have found in the course of my career an observation that when these companies get too big, you know, that old saying about the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And this industry, no pun intended, is a series of ups and downs. I mean, we are very, very cyclical, and it's hard to maintain, you know, huge overhead when those dips in the cycle come about. So for me personally, I have an office on the East Coast, and I have our principal place of doing business in the state of Texas. And ideally, I'd like to place a salesperson in that East Coast office and have another one here in Texas. So that's our plan for expansion at this time.
Well, Janine, it certainly has been great to have had you, and we thank you for your time and really exciting industry to be involved with. How can our listeners reach you and get more information on Par Avion?
The best way to gather additional information about the services that we offer the marketplace and to reach out to us personally would be through the website at www.paravionltd.com.
Janine, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great remainder of your day.
Well, thank you, Eric. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And we appreciate your time. We've been speaking with Janine Gianarelli, the CEO of Par Avion, an international business aircraft firm which sells used private jets and business aircraft. And for more information and for contact, simply visit ParAvionLTD.com. And this has been Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.